On our program today, we're visiting with Brittany Rice. Brittany's back.
Yeah, hi.
Good to have you back. I told him he would probably talk about gambling.
Absolutely.
Because it was like an outrageous busy gambling month so far. And was it Gambling Awareness Month?
Next month. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Plus, it's March Madness. And then, of course, we had the Super Bowl yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We tie everything together. It's been the one thing, and I'm guessing maybe you saw them as well, but the one thing that I noticed, even 60 Minutes did a thing about gambling with the Super Bowl coming up and everything else. They did issues that are showing up with gambling and who's getting into or who's becoming heavily involved and may not be aware of the issues they're running into.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always been a thing where people don't always know the issues that gambling's going to cause or does cause. People don't usually notice those problems until they have them themselves. So
many times ago when we first visited with Brittany, one of the things you were doing was you were working with a gambling addiction, people that had gambling addiction. And you had a group that was together. This is a few years ago now.
It's been a few years,
so
yes.
Now you've got other responsibilities to look after. One of the things you've been looking for is someone to do some counseling in gambling addiction.
Yes, actually, I do have some updates on that.
Okay.
We actually recently restructured the position a little bit, and I have identified a new gambling counselor. She is my day IOP provider over in our Ames office. So she works Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. She's also carrying the crisis phone for gamblers. So if you call 1-800-BETS-OFF in our county, you will talk to my counselor during the work hours. Okay. Otherwise, she'll give you a call back the next day. That's how that's kind of set up now.
Okay.
So that's kind of exciting. So she's going to be doing the counseling piece, and we are currently in the process of hiring our gambling outreach person. We are hiring for a full-time outreach coordinator is what we're calling them. So they're just going to be in the communities.
So really, CFR, you are the ones that are taking up the responsibility to try to meet that need.
Yes.
So, because otherwise, they fall between the cracks.
They do. It's super sad. You know, we've definitely seen that before anyway. Like I said, a lot of times people don't realize gambling is a problem until they're experiencing severe consequences, you know, whether that's relationship issues or losing important things in their lives or jobs. I will say recently we have seen an increase in people wanting to do gambling evaluations in our area. I ran a report for November and we had one positive gambling screen. And then I ran a report for January and we had 20.
But again, that's people that are willing to see if I have a problem.
Yeah. I mean, and there are at least people answering honestly on the screenings. And then, of course, we're reaching out to everybody to try to see if we can at least talk to them if they're not willing to do the evaluation. But more and more are wanting to do the evaluation.
At least do that. Again, what they do with that information, that's a whole nother thing.
Yes.
that's another big part of it, too. I remember quite some time ago when I visited with somebody from CFR, they said actually the impacts of gambling start at a very early age. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of it's video games.
Yeah, video games are definitely a big thing. You know, there's the loot boxes, there's trading skins and things like that. I'm not a big gamer, so I don't understand all the lingo, but my nephews are, my husband is, so they would understand it. But, you know, really because you are able to spend money in video games now, mm-hmm. whereas, you know, back in the day when you had to put the disc in the PlayStation, you were only purchasing the disc. So video games definitely, and then of course there is the gambling on your phone. You know, there's not a whole lot of regulation with that. Yes, they ask for your birth date, but
well, we've seen what happens with that. I mean,
yes.
Bottom line is we've seen, you know, the big issue with the athletes that were caught, and should they have been investigated, whatever. The bottom line is they were gambling illegally.
Yeah, they were gambling illegally. I think some of them were gambling under other people's identifications and things like that.
So we were talking, that was college. We don't know how many younger ones are I mean, how far down? What kinds of ages have you run into?
I mean, we primarily have worked with adults.
I mean, I know your focus.
Yeah, but we do screen all of our adolescents as well. And once in a while, we'll have them screen positive. But that's a little bit fewer and further between, I think, maybe because, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, gambling's not a big deal. So they're just, you know, clicking no on everything, maybe. Sure. I'm not sure. But, and I think it's in part because they don't think about gaming as being a type of gambling.
Yeah. No, I was kind of curious because when they started saying, well, we've got college students that are doing it, well, I'm pretty sure there's high school students though, too.
Oh, I am pretty much 100% sure there's high school students gambling.
Yeah. Especially if, like, even how many times is Taylor Swift going to be showing on the screen, you know?
Yes.
So there's all of those things that happen. So for the big thing is you do the evaluation, mm-hmm. again, and you got people that are willing or at least have been willing to do that. Mm-hmm. And again, then the big issue is, what do they do with that information? Mm-hmm. And obviously, you would like them to continue to communicate with you.
Yes, absolutely. If they do the evaluation, we do try to encourage them to do some counseling sessions. Usually, those are one-on-one. If we get enough people in doing them, we'll look at forming a group again. But right now, it's just individual sessions. Mm-hmm. And we can do them virtually as well. So you can do telehealth with that. And the cool thing is all of this is free.
It is.
Yes.
All free.
All of it is free now.
How did we manage that?
The state actually has been super helpful with that and the different contracts that come down.
So we see, that's excellent because we know that once they said, no, everybody can have access to the on-phone gambling and mm-hmm. everything, kind of went crazy there for a while. I know we've got our casinos and they watch closely their people that are in there. And they may make recommendations to some people, but they can't really say no. They could probably say, no, you can't come in here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, people can sign up for the self-ban from casinos, but even those aren't foolproof because, you know, a lot of times they're not checking IDs at the door. They're not required to necessarily unless they think somebody's underage. So a lot of times people aren't getting caught for going in even though they've banned themselves until they win big because they have to show their ID for that.
Then
they get a trespassing charge.
And they get that. There's that. Okay. Well, there you go. There's your opportunity. How important, again, to people that do the evaluation, and I know you said all of a sudden you had 20 in January that tested, or basically their responses indicated they had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Do the numbers pick up as we get into this time of the year? Do you see that? Or are you anticipating they will?
I think historically they have picked up a little bit. I think it's telling the fact that in November we had one person, and that's across the entire agency, not just our area. So the entire agency of CFR, it was one in November and 20 in January.
And that's a lot of counties, folks. We've got a sizable.
It is a lot of counties, and I'll say a good chunk of them, probably half of them, are coming from the area that I cover.
Boone and Story County.
Well, and Fort Dodge, but
Fort Dodge. So that's it. But the numbers are up.
Yes.
We'll see if they continue to keep taking the evaluation. Then what they do after that is, then do we sit down? Now, when we first started visiting with you many, many times, I don't want to say many years ago, but several programs ago.
Yes.
Okay, a long time ago. When we first visited, that was one of the things. You did have a small group. You had enough people that were interested, and it was a small group.
Yep.
And what about recidivism? Did all of them do pretty well? Are some still in contact?
Some do stay in contact with me. The ones that I have heard from since the group ended have been able to maintain. Overall, maybe they've had one slip, but then have returned to not gambling. Mm-hmm. I know one has not gambled in over 2 years, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Do they communicate with each other as well?
You know, I don't know if they do outside of, the group setting that we had. I know back then they had all exchanged numbers and they were super supportive of each other, but it's been a few years.
Yeah.
And they're no longer clients.
Yeah.
So
we don't really know. They might be just doing it on their own.
Right.
But it would be a lot like Gamblers Anonymous and stuff. You would have somebody that would help be your sponsor, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, we know in addiction and recovery, it's very important to have a solid support system, people that support your recovery, you know, both for substance and behavioral addictions. So those supports are really important. We do have Gamblers Anonymous over in Des Moines, mm-hmm. But sadly, there's just not a lot of that in the state.
Not available there. But we do have people. Now you have people that are willing to at least start helping those that are interested in help. And that's the big thing.
Yes.
It's like any addiction. It's not going to be, treatment's not going to be successful, or you're not going to be able to show a positive impact unless they want to.
Correct.
So that's the biggie.
Yeah. And I always tell people, you know, I don't care what brings you through my door. I don't care if it's legal issues or family issues. What I care about is what keeps bringing you through my door. You know, if you decide at some point that it's your decision and you want it, you're more likely to recover than if it's my wife says I have to.
I have to do this. Yeah. Well, we know how well that goes for a lot of people. If it's a requirement, they can put on a good show until all of a sudden they're off doing something.
Absolutely.
Again. So. And I'm guessing gambling addiction does lead to a lot of other issues.
It does. I mean, it's definitely linked to various health problems. You know, if you're sitting for long periods of time, plus the high stress and things like that, it does lead to mental health conditions, you know, increased depression, higher anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and then, of course, financial issues. There is a higher rate of substance addiction in those that have problem gambling as well, and vice versa. So it's just a big ball.
then someone's got to start unraveling it. And again, but that's not successful unless they're willing.
Correct.
People are willing and want to do it too.
Correct.
So for people that might have friends that they know are having issues and stuff like that, They can't force them.
We do have some literature through Bets Off and stuff that we can give anybody that, you know, cared or loved ones or things like that, that might just have some questions on how to approach the subject. So please just reach out. Like, we are more than happy to try to help, or, you know, log on to yourlifeiowa.org. They also have all of those resources.
Yeah. And the easy one for specifically on gambling would be Bets Off.
Yes, you can always call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1-800-BETS-OFF. Easy way to get started, and then it would be directed to our local contact. And you're going to say, we are ready.
Yes, we are ready. She's very excited to really get going. We made that transition last week, actually, so it's very new.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Problem Gambling Awareness, because this is going to run into March as well.
Yes, March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month.
Okay, so what are we trying to do? Just attract attention to the issues that it creates? What's happening with that?
Yeah, so really it is providing education to the communities and the public on problem gambling, what it looks like, some of the side effects, the repercussions, and things like that. So some of the things that I'm working on is getting set up in all of our 8 counties to go to the Board of Supervisors and have them proclaim March is Problem Gambling Month in the counties. That's one of the things that we're doing. I'm also working on creating little gambling screening cards to leave in all of our lobbies that on one side have a gambling screen, and on the other side, if there's a perforated, you know, line in there, on the other side has all the resources, you know, CFR numbers, website, Bets Off, Your Life Iowa, and 1-800-GAMBLER, so that people can reach out if they do feel they need the help.
Okay. For those locally that might be looking for some assistance, whether it be gambling or not, any other kind of addiction-related issue that they could be facing and some of the issues they're having with that, just come in, make contact, because you always do an assessment first. There's always an assessment.
There is always an evaluation first, but I do want to announce something really exciting.
Okay.
We now have a full-time substance abuse counselor in our Boone office. She is up and on her own, and she's excited to really build her caseload and start helping the people of Boone County.
Okay. So right here in town, so you don't have to go far to visit.
Correct.
To meet somebody or make contact with them. So we're right here in our local office. That's good.
Yep. It's just down the road from the Colorado Grill.
Right there. It's not that far away. South Marshall.
Southeast Marshall. Yep.
Southeast Marshall. And again, you can find it pretty easily, and you could stop in there. You could call. You could go online and make contact. There's a number of different ways to get started.
Yes. You can call. You can walk in. You can reach out via our website. But she is scheduling substance abuse evaluations. Okay. She's got four groups that she's starting to build. She's only been up and on her own for about 2 weeks with us. However, she's got 8 years of experience in the field. So she's just like, I want to go.
let's get started here. And why not, too? It's a perfect opportunity. Mm-hmm. And the other part is, having it right here, you've got somebody you can go see right away. You
yes.
can go and talk. Or go through that evaluation process.
Yes.
Because nothing's really going to happen until that's been taken care of and you have an understanding of, okay, I might have this issue, and how do I want to address it?
Correct. And what the evaluation is going to do is help us decide and figure out what level of care meets your needs. So that might be, you know, regular outpatient where it's once or mm-hmm. twice a week. It might be intensive, which is, you know, significantly more, but it's still outpatient. And then it might be residential or detox. Yeah. So it's really just kind of deciphering where you're at.
So I know some people right away are going to say, well, what's this going to cost me?
So
the evaluation, I'm guessing, is nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your insurance companies and okay. things like that. We do take Medicaid. Medicaid usually completely covers it. We do take Blue Cross Blue Shield and many other insurance companies. I want to say we take most insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anything besides Medicaid, it's really whatever your copay is that you would have to pay out of pocket. Should you not have insurance, we do have a sliding fee scale. So depending on income and whatnot, you may pay very minimal. You may pay nothing. Mm-hmm. It just kind of depends on where you're at.
So, and again, so if you think you might have issues or concerns, or you know somebody that might, don't worry too much about that up front, because get there and at least make contact and have it figured out.
Correct. And we're not going to turn you away if you can't pay for your services. That, especially not that day. I mean, if you come in that day asking for help, we're going to see you regardless.
Okay. We've got help. Help is available.
Yes.
And again, whether it be gambling or any other addiction or substance abuse addiction, because mm-hmm. it all, they, like you said, a lot of times it all just kind of ties together and you end up with this big ball.
It really does tie together.
Ball of yarn.
Kind of, yeah.
It's all kinds of things tied together in there, too. This is just locally that we've been talking about here, but as you mentioned, you have other counties, a lot of other counties that are in CFR.
Correct.
And if spread the word, find out if somebody needs some help, make sure that we get help is available. It's
yes,
here.
Help is available.
All right. Brittany Rice, our guest from Community and Family Resources. Again, we have a Boone office here, but she works both Boone, Story County, and Fort Dodge. Yay. You're
yes.
all over.
A little bit.
Keeping busy. But that's good. I'm glad you got some people in to help you out, again, for addiction counseling. And also, again, starting to cover some of the gambling issues that
yes.
are showing up. Brittany Rice, our guest on our program today. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.